everyone, I'm Christine Anderson, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
And today we are going over formulation 4047, and it is the Luxurious Full Body Detox Scrub. And it's full body because you can use it on your face as well.
Right, sure.
Yeah. I have a, I was excited to try this one because I have a rice exfoliator that I do like. But I like this one too with the mixture with the sugar and the salt because it's like a different granular experience.
Yeah, the sugar is a bit smaller granule, and then the black Hawaiian sea salt we have in there is a bit bigger. So you can change the ratio of those to get, you know, a more coarse exfoliation or a more gentle one.
And this one has our glycerol laurate, which is Clonial Monolaurin NB, and our powdered surfactant, which is disodium lauryl sulfosuccinate, which is the Colomate LA100 NB. So did you have to do any kind of melting with any of these products, or because the monolaurin is in a pellet form?
Right. Yeah. The monolaurin comes in the solid pastille. So you do have to heat to get that to dissolve, but it will dissolve into the oil. And then you just cool it down a bit and add the rest of the ingredients.
And then with the oils, you use coconut oil and hemp seed oil. Could you use a couple different, like, could you use grapeseed oil, or would you need to?
Those will be pretty interchangeable for the most part with other vegetable oils. You know, coconut oil is maybe the only one that might give you a little bit different properties if you changed it out, because you know how coconut oil at room temperature over time will kind of solidify.
Right.
So changing it out for an oil that doesn't do that might just change the properties a little bit. You just have to test it.
And this is a pretty, it's not a solid formulation, but it's almost like a, like, pasty, scoopable.
Yeah, like a liquid
solid
sugar. I don't.
Yeah,
I'm not sure how to describe it either.
It's cool. I like it.
But if you've ever used a sugar scrub, I mean,
it's just like that,
right? But unlike a sugar scrub, it's the Colomate LA100 in there that kind of makes this stand out. So it'll actually foam up when you lather with water.
Right.
And then that lets you rinse it off really easily. So you don't you're not left with any like sticky residue from the sugar or the salt.
And then with the Clonial Monolaurin, you're left with a really good after feel on the skin too, because that's kind of conditioning.
Yeah, the monolaurin does have some emollient properties, so it's going to feel good on the skin. It also has some antimicrobial properties, so can help keep it, you know, clear and healthy looking. But kind of one of the main reasons it's in this formula is because it helps keep the product uniform, so it'll stop the liquid, the oils, from separating out and pooling at the surface.
Okay. And then, yeah, I noticed you added a little bit of tea tree oil. Is that just kind of for fragrance, or...?
Yeah, a bit for the, you know, the marketing spin. It's kind of claim to fame in skincare is soothing the skin, fighting acne, because it has the, you know, antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties.
Right. Well, and then the black Hawaiian sea salt that you have in here, it's sea salt and activated charcoal. And so, you know, with the detoxifying effects of the charcoal.
Yes.
So this is a good one.
I think the lava salt is really cool. I think they, like, evaporate it in above-ground pools that, you know, formed naturally from the lava flows.
So interesting.
Just a neat story.
And so we put this in, like, a little tub. Do you think you could get enough flow to it to put it out in, like, a squeeze tube? I'm just thinking of different packages. Like, maybe if the hole was big enough?
Maybe. I just wonder if it would try to separate the sugar and the salt from the oil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, then maybe I might have to shake it up.
Yeah, maybe if it was just big enough, it would be okay.
Okay. So this is a really nice scrub because it's not super detergent-y, because a lot of scrubs have, you said they're more like a body wash with
It does seem like, yeah, the exfoliating body washes are... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a body wash or a face wash that has an exfoliant suspended in it. So it's primarily a body wash with a little bit of exfoliating power. This is a lot of exfoliating power with a little bit of surfactant in there to help with rinse off mostly.
Right, but it's still very, like, gentle on the skin. It's not, like, we say heavy exfoliating power. It's not going to scratch your skin up.
Oh, no. No. It should be fine. Yeah, there is mostly the sugar in there.
Right.
Which we said was the smaller granule and is pretty gentle. Maybe go a little lighter on your face, like sensitive skin like that. Mm-hmm.
I like to use these after the beach with helping get the sunscreen off my skin. Just stays caked on there. And our products in here, the Monolaurin and the LA100 are the MB versions, which is mass balance, which that means it uses an equivalent volume of palm oil or palm kernel oil produced by RSPO certified mills and plantations.
Very cool.
So do you prefer to use the scrubs just with a washcloth or your hand, or what do you... Just cold turkey on the scrub? Yeah,
anti-washcloth. All the loofahs and brushes. Like, I mean, those give some exfoliation, but not on the same level as, like, a salt scrub. And they can catch bacteria. So it's, like,
ew.
I don't know. Not my favorite.
What if you use the scrub with the loofah?
Ooh.
How about that?
Double power.
Yeah. You have to make sure you rinse it out really well, though. And so that is formulation number 4047. It is the Luxurious Full Body Detox Scrub. It features Colonial Monolaurin MB and Colomate LA100 MB, which is a powder. It is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we're ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us. So this is a scrub and not a soap. Wait, where was I going with that? Oh, I was trying to blend in with the sulfate-free thing. Because, you know, a lot of scrubs are, like, more soap-based.
Start over, Kristen.
I'm talking out loud real quick.
Okay.